So, Linda, tell us, how long has this museum been in operation for?
The museum opened in 1965 when the building was donated by local historians Dick and Iola Fowler. They were historians on the island, and they donated what's called Dryer's Ell.
And you must explain Dryer's Ell. I'm sorry, you have to, Linda.
Okay, so the original building was the first public school on the island, and they had a very well-educated English principal, but he was an alcoholic. And he said, it's an awful long way to go with my horse and buggy from here at Emitter down to Whitemark to get my grog. So he named it Dryer's Ell.
Love it. Thank you for sharing that. We need to ask a question of you, Pam. You seem to know a hell of a lot about this place. And in fact, I think you're behind some of the structures that hold a lot of the mementos and the things in the museum, including, what was the first place, the Nissen Hut?
Yes, the Nissen Hut was a reconstructed Nissen Hut. The frames came from the original summer camp agricultural site where they when they were developing the soldier settlement farms, and my husband mainly built that. Then the members of the museum lined it and furnished it, and my husband, with the help of myself, reconstructed a replica mutton bird shed.
Wow. And also part of the museum, you've got two original cells from the police station here in Flinders Island.
Yeah, original cells from Whitemark.
Okay.
And they've got some interesting stories, as you've probably seen, very different from what we're used to today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did they ever use them? I guess they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, they did, definitely.
Yeah.
And we also had a good look at the mutton bird shed. Mutton birding, that is still, does that still go on these days as well?
Yes, I think there's only two now commercial mutton bird sheds, one on Big Dog Island and one on Chapel Island.
Yeah.
But yes, in 2020, of course, there was no mutton birding, but there is a season for amateurs.
And how long have you ladies been living on this island for, and what do you love about it?
So I'm pretty recent. I've been retired here for 10 years. My husband grew up here. He's a local boy. So when we retired, we came here. I'll be honest, and I'll say it took a bit of adjustment because before that I was living in Richmond in Melbourne. And I love it because it's really, really beautiful and really quiet. But also sometimes I miss what you don't have, what you get in the big cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wouldn't change the lifestyle. It's perfect.
Yes. Yeah. What about you, Pam?
My husband and I came over in 1967, relieving in the post office for 3 months.
Let's call that island time.
Yeah. And you're still here today?
We are still here. We were in the post office for 8 years, and then we bought a farm, and my husband developed a concrete business. So all the council bridges that you go across are now concrete, and my husband, under the direction of the council engineer, has manufactured and installed all the bridges.
Awesome.
Our son now has the business.
Awesome. Well, we just have to say, Linda and Pam, thank you so much. You do a great job here at the Furneaux Museum, and hopefully a lot more other people will come and learn a bit more about Flinders Island and the Furneaux Islands.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Been great.